Hey everyone, it's Karen Noel here. Welcome to Raw Food for Extraordinary Living. And today is Sunday, the 22nd of March, 2020. And so if you are listening to this today or in the next few days after this recording, you won't need me to tell you that we are right in the thick of a very pivotal time in history right now. And there's a lot of different thoughts, emotions, and all kinds of different behaviours and uncertainty abounding at the moment. People are in such diverse and different places, internally, externally, and everyone is still finding their feet with the new situation that is presented to us. And so today, specifically, my intention in this podcast is to share with you my own personal MO at this time. And this is going to be especially helpful to those of you who perhaps are more sensitive, maybe consider yourselves an empath, or you're simply looking for a more calm and together way of being at this time when there's so much uncertainty and things are changing on a daily basis. So I want to begin by saying that I've made a resource available again. It's been offline for quite some time, but it's the recording of a free training call I did some years ago called The Three Paths. And in the show notes below, assuming that you can see them, there will be a link to gain instant access to that recording so that you can listen in, or you can read the transcript, or both. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you specifically is because in that call, in that transcript, that's when I shared a profound spiritual insight that I had around how we choose to live our life. And I think it's really, really relevant right now, and it came to mind today as being a great resource to share with you right now. So, like I say, if you don't see any show notes and any link to click, then don't worry, just go to my blog at karennola.com/blog, look for today's date and look for the post that says special announcement, because there'll be two blog posts today, and then you can click on the link from there. All right, so off the back of that, what I want to really share with you today is that we do have plenty of choices as to how we proceed from here. And I know that for many people, the default response is to just move into panic and fear. And that's totally understandable. I think I spoke about that on my last podcast. However, of course, that energy doesn't yield any positive benefits or results to us at all. However, for many people, it may be a rite of passage that they need to go through in order to process some jittery emotions and come out clearer and calmer the other side. But in any case, my preferred MO is actually to stop, withdraw, and listen. And for me personally, I've become really good at listening over the years, and that's both in a coaching capacity, where I listen to clients and I listen for what isn't being said as much as what is being said, but also in my own spiritual journey since a very young age, where I would literally hear things and act on spiritual guidance. And I have found that every time in my life where I've acted on that spiritual guidance, really amazing things have happened. Now, the key thing I want to communicate about this spiritual guidance, especially if it's new to you, and maybe some of you listening will feel like, oh my gosh, I've never really received spiritual guidance, or I'm not sure if I have or not. I would say one of the key pieces that really stands out in terms of how it's different to your own inner chat is that oftentimes it seems to fly in the face of logic. And you may find yourself furrowing your brow and thinking, really? Is that really what I'm supposed to be doing? Or where did this come from? Why am I thinking this? And that to me is definitely a sign that this guidance is coming from elsewhere. Now, in terms of knowing if it's coming from a good place or not, for me, I would say the simplest way to know is, does it feel like it's for the highest good of everyone? Does it feel like it's creating a win-win-win scenario? Because I think there's win-wins and there's win-win-wins. And a win-win is when it's a win for me and it's a win for you. A win-win-win, which is my preference, is when it's a win for me, a win for you, and a win for the planet as a whole, right? So throughout my adult life, I've always looked for the win-win-win, because I think, why not? If you can find that, then so much better. And so the reason why this has really come to the forefront is because I've been listening intently the past few days for guidance, and the first key piece of guidance I was given was to start this blog series, and today is day four, and I've really loved writing these blog posts. They've been pretty extensive. They're certainly value rich, let's put it that way. But the guidance has been very clear, very persistent, and even though not necessarily that many people are reading the blog post yet, in fact, I have no clue how many people are, the guidance has been insistent and consistent in saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. So that's what I'm going to do. I really feel at this point in time that all of us really have the opportunity to step more into what I might call some kind of servant role. And I mean that from an empowered place. We might prefer to call it a service role. I mean, all of us have the opportunity to be in service to each other. And so I believe that the most potent way that we can step into this is to actually ask for guidance and to listen intently for where each of us is being directed to serve at this time. Because we all have different strengths, talents, gifts, skills, experiences, and we all have these amazing things that we can bring to the world and share with one another. And in fact, it's way more rewarding to share your gifts and do it from a selfless, heart-centered place than to keep them to yourself or feel like you can't share them for whatever reason. And so my biggest piece of advice to you today, should you choose to accept it, is to really settle down into a quiet place, close your eyes, go still within, and ask how spirit wants to use you right now. Because I believe that when we do this, we effectively become part of the solution and not the problem. And I also believe that this divine guidance will support us throughout our entire journey. And that if right now you're worried, for example, about your finances, as so many people are, then I believe that you will be guided to the right people, places, opportunities that will enable you to receive the finances that you need and or want at this time. So really, faith is our biggest gift right now. I really feel that we have to trust that we are going to be looked after, that the universe has our back, if you like, and that if we can be really strong in our faith and in our trust that everything is working out for the highest good, even and especially when it doesn't look like it, I believe that we will be guided through this in the highest possible way, in ways that we never could have foreseen, and it will be potentially one of the most magical times of our life. Now, to be clear, I'm not downplaying the suffering at all that many people are currently going through and many people most likely will go through. At time of recording, I don't even know whether I have the virus, have had the virus, will have the virus. That's just how it is for most of us. And I still will continue moving forward in trust and faith that whether I do, whether I don't, I will keep listening for guidance as to how spirit wants me to be of service at this time. And obviously I'm recommending or at least suggesting that you consider the same, because it's brought me a tremendous amount of peace. And I think it's the single biggest antidote to the fear and worry and anxiety that is so easy to fall into without some kind of spiritual anchor. So on that note, I'm going to share with you today three big things that have happened to me in the recent past around this that are very pertinent to what I'm talking about today. So the first happened probably about just over 2 weeks ago. I was in the gym, I was on the treadmill, nothing unusual going on. But as I was walking along and I was looking down from the mezzanine that I was on and looking at everyone below and really just admiring the gym because it's such a beautiful building, this thought or voice came into my head that says, make the most of this right now because it won't be like this forever. And this happened twice. I can't remember how many days apart it was, but it happened twice. And at first, my first response was that it was like age related, because at the end of the day, I'm 47 years old, and a lot of people, you know, lose their mobility, agility, etc. as they get older. And I thought the message was to really appreciate the fact that I'm still in great health and great strength and flexibility and stamina and everything. And I thought that was really like my soul telling me to appreciate what I have now, because we all do this. We all take certain times in our life for granted. And then we look back and we think, my gosh, you know, that was such an amazing time and I never stopped to smell the roses. So I thought that that's what that was about at the time. Now, in hindsight, I can't help but feel that that was really a prediction of what was to come, because right now in the UK, no gyms are open as of 2 days ago. And that's obviously a good thing, ultimately. I think it's entirely the right thing. But at that point, when this voice was in my head, I had no clue that was coming. The coronavirus situation was nowhere near what it is now, and people were hardly talking about it, really, at that time. So that certainly wasn't something that came to mind when I heard that thought. So that was number one. Number two was the clear instruction to start writing the blog, which I've already shared. And the amount of ideas that I've had come through for the blog is incredible. And even though it's taking me sometimes hours a day to write these posts and to publish them, like I say, I still am getting the message, keep going, keep going. So that's what I'm doing. Number three actually came through today. So a couple of days ago, I got the guidance to re-release a program that I've run a couple of times before, called My Spring Renewal. It's a 6-week program and it is designed to help people really move into spring, as in the season, with a really positive attitude and to get really, really clear on where they are in their life and to do some serious spring cleaning and to start making some magic in their life and really working with the energy as it builds, which it invariably does at this time of year. And in fact, here in the UK right now, we're getting some really gorgeous sunny days, which seems such a marked contrast to the general feeling that people are experiencing when it's so sunny outside. And so I got the nudge to re-release the program, which wasn't in my plans. And then today I got a very clear instruction that I was not to charge the normal price, but to actually bring the price right down, so that as many people as possible who feel called to do the program can actually do the program. Because I know at this time everyone is very conscious of spending, and because no one knows exactly where things are going, they're being extra cautious with money. And so I think this was really like a pact between my own soul and spirit, where it was decided, okay, for those who do feel called, this price point should be affordable. for the value and experience that people will receive, it's a drop in the ocean. And better still, the next instruction that came through was that for every person who joins the program, who then has other people come into the program through referral, they have the opportunity to get their original investment back. So the program ends up costing them nothing, which I think is really, really cool. And it's really making the most of the community and the connections and people who really want to be in the positive right now. It gives them an opportunity to come together, not just in a sacred, really high vibe place, but also to have a set curriculum that everyone's following, that everyone's having a lot of fun with. And also I'm going to be doing daily check-in calls rather than three separate ones across the whole 6 weeks. So that's also changed dramatically. So if this speaks to you, then I would definitely invite you to check out the program, which again, you can find in the show notes or on the blog post, or you can go to karennola.com/spring-renewal-2020. That will take you to the sign up page. And the price will be super, super low for 72 hours. Then it will double. But even then, the double price is still half the price of the original price. So, you know, it's still a complete bargain. But I just wanted to let you know about that because I really would love to see as many people as possible in this program, because I know how awesome it is. I know how much of a positive difference it can make. And it also means that for those of you who really want to be in a sacred container of some kind, rather than just being in and out of social media and not really getting the connection that you want, this will be a 6 week journey that you can plug into, that will be guided, that will be led, and where you will be part of a global community of men and women who are consciously and intentionally upping their game in the face of this challenging time, which I think is really what we all should be doing. I truly do believe that there are much better times out the other side of this. I also believe that this is not going to be over anytime soon. And I really feel that for us to just go into some kind of depression and anxiety and fear for a significant period of time is never going to be the highest path. And like I said before, it's not going to benefit anyone. So personally, I feel that the best possible way all of us can proceed from here is to keep our eyes on what we do want instead, and to recognize that this eye of the storm that we're either in or going further into at the moment is our opportunity to become more of who we truly are and to sharpen the world more as our soul than our ego. And I think that in and of itself is an incredible opportunity that is like the bright side of this very challenging time. And, you know, ultimately what we look for, we will find. So I think it benefits everyone to go looking for the gifts of this situation rather than the negatives, because the negatives are very obvious already. And I think we have to be strong, and I think we have to be optimistic, and I think we have to be inspirational for those around us who maybe are struggling more and who are really, yeah, struggling to see any positives in this for whatever reason. But I really do feel that from a bigger picture perspective, this is ultimately working out some kinks in the way that humanity has been operating for quite some time, so that out the other side of this, every individual will have been changed and we all will have had an opportunity to really get to know ourselves while we've been in this kind of lockdown situation, and to reconfigure our own connection to ourselves, to our families, to the way that we show up in the world, to the way we are as a member of the community, both locally, nationally, and globally. and also how we choose to serve and earn our living, because obviously that is really being shaken up dramatically for people as well. So there's so much transformation happening at the moment, and I know it's a lot to take in, but if you can find a way to still yourself and to ground and to calm and to focus, and I have been uploading free meditation audios throughout my blog posts as well. So there's a free gift being uploaded every single day with the blogs. So I would definitely recommend you go and scoop those up. But the first meditation that I shared on day one was how to, you know, stay calm and not be in fear, which everyone can benefit from. And day three, which was yesterday, was all about how you can make a contribution. And I really feel that, first of all, the world needs us and our contribution. But second of all, it feels so good to contribute. Like the sense of purpose and the sense of fulfillment is second to none. And I think a lot of people actually aren't used to feeling like they're contributing. And this is their time to see how much value they have as a unique human being and to start sharing that with the world. So this day three blog post about contribution lists out so many different ways that all of us can show up and contribute according to our own unique strengths and talents and skills and preferences. And the good news is that all of us can find at least one way to make a difference, if not many ways. And it's a great way to channel your energy. It's a great way to feel more positive about yourself and what you're doing with this extra time. And it's a great way to connect with your fellow human beings and really make a difference, because people need help right now. And so if you're in one of those kinds of roles where you're more of a helper than being helped, then again, I invite you to consider coming and joining us in my spring renewal, because you're going to need to keep filling up your tank or your well or your cup or however you choose to see it. And I'm here to support you and to cheerlead you and to create this cocoon where every man and woman who feels like they want to be part of a positive, spiritually inclined community who's doing cool stuff with their days and who do have a very clear and cool curriculum to follow, look no further. This is the place to be if you feel a resonance. So I'm going to sign off for now because I wanted this podcast to be short. I know, ironically, in this time where you probably have more time on your hands, you probably are receiving more emails and more audios and more videos, and you're thinking, my gosh, I can't keep up with everything. So every podcast that I put out, I will endeavour to keep to 20 minutes or less, and the blog posts will be going up daily until I feel that they're no longer needed or I get the nudge to just stop. And like I say, my spring renewal, it actually starts tomorrow, Monday the 23rd of March 2020. It would be great if you were in from the start, but you can join at any time. Just bear in mind that this super low price will expire on Wednesday at midnight Eastern, and then it will double. And yeah, if you have any questions, please email us support@karennola.com. Or I look forward to seeing you post a comment on my blog. All right, signing off for now. Lots of love to each and every one of you. Stay safe, stay peaceful, stay connected. Bye for now.